Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Off the ball. GAA.
I mean, there was a lot of made of Congress at the weekend, and yes, a lot of different things came out of Congress. But for me, to be honest with you, I won't say it's off the ball. I think it's off the wall in terms of something like that coming into hurling.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Irish football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
Welcome back to Off the Ball Sunday here on News Talk. John Duggan with you through to seven. So Dyson Maeda had the ball in the Rangers net, but ruled out for offside. So still goalless between Rangers and Celtic in the Scottish Cup at Ibrox. In the FA Cup at the moment, Fulham 0, Southampton 0, and Port Vale 0, Sunderland 0. So the Republic of Ireland lost 2-1 to the Netherlands in their World Cup qualifier last night, the Women's World Cup qualifiers for Brazil in 2027. Let's check in with our reporter in Utrecht, Kathleen McNamee. Afternoon, Kathleen.
Afternoon, John.
This has been a really unfortunate week in ways. I mean, we've come up empty-handed after two 2-1 defeats against top sides. So that, like, the players and the management, they must be just gutted.
Yeah, the devastation that there was around the place last night was definitely very different to anything that I've seen in a long time, to be honest, from that team. You know, we talked to a couple of players, we talked to Carla Ward afterwards. You could just even see the body language on the pitch whenever the game finished, that they were really upset. And I think the thing is that we've seen probably two of the best performances that this team has ever put in, and yet we've still come up short and been undone by, like, really, really good opposition. I think there's a lot of times when we look back, you know, you think of the Ukraine games when we were trying to qualify for the Euros, or the Welsh games again, where we were coming up against opposition that we knew we should have beaten. We knew we should have gone further, but we just didn't play to our skill. Whereas this time we've come up against two world-class teams. We've put in a serious shift. It's looked like, I mean, last night it was the 82nd minute before the Dutch actually managed to get through us and properly win out the game. And then they spent the last 10 or so minutes with added time wasting and just trying to keep the ball out of play. And, you know, I think that was something that everyone really reflected on last night, was that we are actually being properly respected by these top tier teams. And that's something that has just come from years of development, and hopefully is something that we can bring into the Poland game in a month or so's time.
You'd wonder what would have happened as well if we'd had Denise Sullivan last night.
Yeah, I think it would have made a massive difference, to be perfectly honest. I think in the first half, we really, really saw her absence. It was interesting, you know, Lucy Quinn was the player that was decided to come in and in the first half to kind of replace Denise. And whenever the team sheets were handed out in the media room in Utrecht, it was probably the one name that basically every single journalist didn't expect to see. And I think she had an essentially impossible role in trying to come in there and replace Denise. But I think what I really noticed, and even some of the players said it afterwards, was that it was almost, I think it was in their heads that they didn't have Denise there, and there was passes going astray. There was, you know, different breaking balls that were happening that the play, that normally those are the sort of things that Denise would scoop up and she would do something with, and that just wasn't happening at all in that first half last night. And it was really disappointing to see, because we had been so strong against France in Tala on Tuesday. But I thought it was really interesting, because then in the second half that totally changed, and it was the team that we saw in Tala, and there was no substitute, so it was purely just a case of the team going in at halftime, having a talk and saying, okay, we need to change things. And I asked Anna Patton about this last night, and I just assumed it was Carla Ward, you know, so I asked her what did Carla Ward say to you guys, and she said, no, it was actually Katie that brought us all together and told us that we need to be better. And I think we can hear a clip from Anna here now talking about what Katie said at halftime.
I think that we need to be more confident. I think you can see it in games that maybe at points we feared them or we weren't more confident on the ball, and I think that's what we've got to do when we win the ball back in these games. We spend so much of the time without it, and we've got to make sure when we regain it, we keep it and we're composed, because we've got the players that are capable of doing it. So I think that's a big one to take into the Poland fixtures.
And you say there about that confidence, there was an obvious difference in the way the team came out in the second half in terms of being a bit more confident on the ball, going for things a little bit more. What was the advice from Carla and the team at halftime?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, a massive part of that was Katie. She got us all round and said that it needed to be better and we needed to back ourselves more and realise that we have more time on the ball. I think that's what meant that we all came out with a bit more fight, and you could see that with the first part of that second half, obviously scoring the goal.
You're obviously on the receiving end, as you mentioned there, of a bit of a knock or two, but the same thing, like the France game as well, they're both two really physical games. Do you think that that shows that people are starting to appreciate our football as something different to maybe that they have in the past, that they need to get on top of us, they need to annoy us, they need to try and pull something out of us because we're actually technically really gifted?
Yeah, I think so. I think our forwards have been incredible in both these games, being able to hold the ball up, keep on running and link play, and I think teams probably have left it a bit too open for the quality that we have up there, definitely. I think the fact that the Netherlands were time-wasting at the end of the game shows how far we've come as well, because I don't think they would have done that previously.
Mm. And do you think that this team is now really cementing a bit more of an identity under Carla in terms of knowing how we want to play, the level that we're able to play at, because we've seen, like, while the results weren't exactly what we wanted the last 2 days, two really, really competitive performances.
Yeah, and I think that's what we've got to take. It has been really competitive, it's been really positive at points, and I think that's what we need to take into our final two games.
That was Anna Patton. We were reflecting on the Republic of Ireland's 2-1 defeat to the Netherlands in the Women's World Cup qualifier with Kathleen McNamee, a new trek in Irish football and off the ball, brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football team. So they got a really good goal to go ahead, but then we equalised the penalty early in the second half, Kathleen.
Yeah, and I think that penalty definitely gave us the lift that we needed in that we had started really well. Now, within the stadium, I didn't think it was a penalty personally. I thought it was one of those ones where, you know, a keeper comes out, a player is also going for a ball. Most of the time that goes in favour of the keeper. Chatting to Anna after the game, she said she definitely got a whack and wasn't best impressed with the Dutch players, some of them who she plays with in the WSL, trying to say that she didn't get a hit in the box. But I have to say, we've seen, there's been times where McCabe has struggled to convert penalties in an Irish jersey, and yesterday the atmosphere was absolutely mad. Like the booing from the Dutch fans, they had little lights behind the goal as well. People were trying to put her off, and she fairly calmly stood up and took the goal. And I think that really was the impetus that the team needed to keep pushing on for the rest of the game. And you saw there was a difference in the way that they played. But at the end of the day, we just gave the Dutch far too much space in the box when it came to crosses and corners, and to be outdone by a set piece again, which is something that we're generally quite good at defending in the terms of this week, is disappointing, because a lot, like, our defence really did put their bodies on the line at a couple of times where I thought that the Dutch could have easily got one or two more, and they managed to hold it back. So yeah, it was great to get a goal. It would have been nice to get one from play, because I know as an Irish side, whether it's the men's team or the women's team, sometimes that is the way that we struggle the most to score goals, and we have a heavy reliance on set pieces.
Yeah, shades of Wim Kieft in 1988 with the Dutch scoring in the last 10 minutes to beat the Republic of Ireland. Lynette Berenstain with the goal. Look, I say, was it then, did we look like equalising from there, or was it just a sucker punch? It was a knockout blow.
It was a sucker punch. We definitely had our chances. I would have said that we probably had better chances in Tala whenever the French went ahead. I think we really, really put it to the French in terms of throwing balls in. It was one thing that Amber Barrett actually said, interestingly, because I asked her how she felt playing in a team that was more attacking than we've probably seen this Irish team in a long time. And she spoke about her frustrations at the end of the game that we weren't just putting more balls into the box or putting it, as she said, as close to goal as possible and hoping that someone was on the end of it. But I think the Dutch were smart yesterday in that they knew how to frustrate us. There was a lot of time wasting going on. There was a lot of niggly challenges, particularly on McCabe, because obviously we knew she went into that game on a yellow. It was clear that they were trying to get in Irish heads. And we didn't let them, but we also didn't really get the opportunities in those last 8 minutes that we had in comparison to the French game. And she also had that very bizarre moment when Courtney Brosnan came halfway up the pitch, thought she was going to do a solo run all the way to the goal, but was dispossessed. And one of the Dutch players tried to lob it in from the halfway line, and somehow it hit off the head of her defender, who was the only person in that half at the time. So there definitely could have been a few more goals on the Dutch side. But as you said earlier, like, that team, they were just devastated after the game last night. And I think a culmination of the week, Caitlin Hayes in particular, who I mentioned at the start, had two good chances at the start of the match. She put in such a Trojan effort. Her head was used for everything to keep the Irish team still in the match. And whenever she came to speak to us after the game, you could see she was visibly upset. You know, she talking to her at any moment, it looked like she was going to get quite upset. But she was very reflective on it. And we can hear a clip from her now about how the experience was. Caitlin, obviously a really disappointing night. How are you feeling?
Yeah, probably a bit like yourselves, just gutted, but trying to remember and remind myself of the positives of standing toe-to-toe with another giant of women's football, which is no mean feat. So yeah, but gutted overwhelmingly.
I can imagine. You had an incredible game. I mean, I think your head was the reason why we stayed in it for so long. You took a few knocks yourself. Are you feeling okay afterwards?
I'm all right. It's fine. It's numb by now.
Talk to us what it was like out there, because the atmosphere and the build-up was incredible. I think there was a lot of positives that everyone took going into today in terms of how the team had played. And for the majority of the game, again, we were in it.
Yeah, of course. I think it's always great to come to a country like Netherlands that you can really see how much it means to the country. I still think it was louder in Tala the other night. And I would take anybody on that defied that or disagreed. But look, it's always great, like I said, to go toe-to-toe with a giant of women's football. It's good on an individual basis to test yourself against some of the best, and it's good as a team perspective to see that actually they were wasting time at the end by going to the corners, and that's nothing but a respect to us, that they don't, not chancing it, that they don't want us to have the ball. They see us as a threat, so I think that's the biggest positive we can take, and yeah, it was good fun.
I was just chatting to Anna about that, and the fact that it was the same thing we saw in the France game, that, you know, teams are really being physical with us in a way that we haven't seen before. They're trying to put us off in a way we haven't seen before. It must be good from a team perspective to know that some of the best teams in the world are seeing us that way, and the football that you're developing under Carla and the team is being respected, even if the results aren't exactly going the way that we want just yet, we'll say.
No, I completely agree. I think Ireland's always been a team that has heart and it has fight. It has the defensive capabilities. I think maybe we've lacked goals in the past, and now it's the opposite way around. We're conceding too many, but no, look, it's a great pat on the back, and we'll take I don't know, some joy from that. But like I said, you want to walk away here with 3 points, and we're not, so overwhelmingly disappointed, but we're a step in the right direction.
That was Caitlin Hayes speaking after Ireland's defeat to the Netherlands 2-1 in the Women's World Cup qualifier, and who tracked Kathleen McNamee is there. Kathleen, though, it's not a lost cause. We can still qualify for this World Cup.
Yeah, definitely not a lost cause. I mean, the whole idea of qualifying for League A in the first place was that you're guaranteed a playoff no matter what position you end up in the group. Now, we would preferably rather end up in third place, because that means that you have an easier qualification route. So, like, this is not a lost cause by any shape or form. We go to Gdansk next and the Polish team come to the Aviva in April, and that fixture is going to be massive because that's the one that we're probably on a similar enough level. Now, as we know, Poland did get a result against Netherlands on Tuesday, but they were fairly hammered by France last night, which wasn't a situation we were in. So I think it's not a lost cause at all. We've gone to these two games. We've shown that we are capable of going toe-to-toe with the best. If we can get, realistically at this stage, we probably need to get the full 6 points out of the two next games to secure that for or that third place, and then hopefully in the final round of fixtures we are able to grab a point or two against the French or Netherlands team, which despite the results that we've seen this week, I still think it's entirely possible.
Briefly, Kathleen, is it a happy camp under Carla Ward?
I think so. I think obviously massive disappointment with the results, but you saw, like, if you look at any of the coverage from last night, there's a lot more on the Off the Ball YouTube and on like social media. All the players seem to really be enjoying their football underneath Carla at the moment. And that's not what we saw when she first came in that she didn't really seem to know what her team was. She didn't know how she wanted them to play. And it seems to be a very settled camp at the moment. So hopefully there's good things to come in the next year. And we're going to two World Cups, John.
Very good, yeah. Rather than none. Kathleen McNamee from Utrecht, yeah. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.